CABVI Viewpoint Newsletter, 2022 Summer Edition. 111th Annual Meeting. CABVI's 2022 Annual Meeting was held at The View in Mount Adams on April 22nd. Terry Shirk, President, CEO, led the meeting. Glenn Vogel, Board Chair, presented Trustee Service Awards to Angeline Jamison Hall, Kelly Schlafman, and Hale W. Thurston, Ph.D. Two trustees were accepted for a three-year term, Robin Chadwick and Michael L. Lichtstein, Ph.D. Two new members, Sansaray Frazier and George Goldhoff, were welcomed to the board. Dennis Dern was recognized as immediate past chair of the board. Dennis joined CABVI's Board of Trustees in 2010. He has served on CABVI's Audit and Finance Committee, on the Board Governance Committee, and as Vice Chair and Board Treasurer from 2011 to 2016. He was elected Board Chair at the 2018 Annual Meeting and completed his Board Chair duties in 2021. CABVI recognized Vicki Lorenz as the Mark Forsterling Staff Member of the Year, which honors an outstanding staff member who exemplifies CABVI's core values and who has set an example of excellence for others in teamwork, innovation, and leadership. In addition, Mia Eisen received the Bradley L. Kaler Blind Employee Award, which honors an employee who is blind and working in direct labor or service operations on an Ability One contract. Thank you to all who attended, and congratulations to our award winners. A message from the President, CEO. With the beginning of summer here at CABVI, it seems that many things are blooming. New growth, emerging opportunities, and the hint of things to come. We are focused on our mission and our ability to increase impact and service. I wanted to share just a few of our new blooms. Over the past months, CABVI honed its remote work supports and now offers employment to two more individuals with vision loss who work exclusively from outside of the Cincinnati area. Loveth O recently joined the agency as a data analyst from her home in Louisville. She brings years of government purchasing and analysis experience. Kelly G also recently joined CABVI as a viability customer service representative. We have been seeking a way for Kelly to bring her skills to our office supply business for some months. Without transportation or a move to the city, remote work was the path forward. Our IT team, adaptive technology department, and hiring managers came together to advance our mission and find employment for these two individuals and for many more to come. Our low vision services are changing and growing to meet an ever-present demand for services. Now, through a partnership with Cincinnati Eye Institute, CEI, CABVI staff are bringing their skills to more locations. Clients with significant vision loss who might otherwise not have access to quality vision care no longer need a separate appointment or to find their way up to CABVI on Gilbert. Our low vision specialists are now assisting clients seen at CEI's St. Vincent de Paul Downtown Clinic. They are there on site to provide tools that enhance each client's quality of life. Prescribed magnifiers, sun filters, and high-intensity lighting help individuals regain access to information and skills lost with their waning vision. CABVI's low vision team is expanding its footprint and finding new ways for our mission to blossom. NIB, NAEPB National Symposium. CABVI's 2021 Employee of the Year, David Justice, and our President, CEO, Terry Shirk, ventured to Capitol Hill for the 2022 NIB-NAEPB National Symposium on April 25th through the 28th. helping to shape policy to create employment opportunities for individuals with vision loss. Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon. Much appreciation to all who attended CABVI's Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon on April 24th to celebrate our amazing and dedicated volunteers. We celebrated many volunteers for the years of service. As we often remind our volunteers, we could not help as many individuals who are blind or visually impaired without their dedication and generosity. Early Intervention Meet and Play Series. Meet other families with children who are visually impaired and explore community resources. CABVI Early Intervention Vision Specialists will be on site to explore, engage, and model positive play in our community. Events will take place from 9 to 11 a.m. and RSVP is required. August 12th at Rentschler Forest Metro Park, Hamilton. September 9th at Francis Recre Acres in Sharonville. Visit cincyblind.org/events for more information and to RSVP. CABVI Ventures to the Zoo. Eagle Scout Noah White had a dream to create an accessibility sign for the Cincinnati Zoo. Working with the Zoo Access for All program and CABVI's custom signage service at Hornbeck Social Enterprise Center, the accessibility sign is now proudly mounted in the center of the Children's Zoo. CABVI was pleased to sponsor this project and offers ADA-compliant braille and tactile signage as part of our full-service sign center. We also offer a variety of indoor and outdoor sign options, such as PVC, banners, corrugated, polymetal, and aluminum. Signs are available in a variety of sizes and colors and can be customized using the latest design, printing, and cutting technology. To learn more or request the quote, contact us at 513-487-4501 or customer.service@cincyblind.org. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of those with vision loss. The Abiel Ahrens Charitable Fund of the Cambridge Charitable Foundation, the Irma A. Banst Foundation, Ettlinger Trust Fund, Lions Club of Oxford, Spalding Foundation, Western and Southern Financial Fund. Wish list. Join the CABVI team. We are always looking for passionate, talented, and creative people to join us in our mission to empower individuals with vision loss. To browse our current job openings and apply, visit cincyblind.org/careers. Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, 2045 Gilbert Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202. Phone 513-221-8558. www.cincyblind.org. That's Cincy with a Y. CABVI is an affirmative action employer and an equal opportunity employer and service provider. United Way Agency Partner, Greater Cincinnati, Butler County, Warren County. Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired. NAEPB, International Association of Audio Information Services, National Industries for the Blind, Vision Service Alliance. The 2022 summer edition of Viewpoint was recorded at a remote location. I'm Mike Snyder.